This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, a heartfelt gratitude to Professor Nokutela Sibiya for the contribution of the energy, water, food, climate, and thunderstorms expected across SA, except Limpopo. The time is 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. Dr. Victor Ubunasi, Executive Dean of the School of the Environment at Florida A&M University, called Mbali Mkize, the Senior Director of Marketing and Communications at Mangosuthu University of Technology, to praise MUT's outstanding performance at the Energy, Water, Food, Climate Nexus Summit in Budapest, Hungary. He commended Professor Nokutela Sibiya, MUT's Vice Chancellor, for her impactful research and community-rooted solutions, positioning MUT as a leader in global sustainability conversations. Dr. Ubunasi also praised the entire MUT delegation for their professionalism, innovation, and African scholarship, noting they held their own among the world's top institutions. He expressed interest in future collaborations and invited MUT to upcoming summits, recognizing the university's growing track record in climate justice, sustainability, and inclusive development. In other news, a severe thunderstorm alert has been issued for most South African provinces, excluding Limpopo. According to the forecaster Edward, scattered thunderstorms are expected across the country, particularly during afternoon hours. The affected provinces include Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Free State, KwaZulu-Natal, Eastern Cape, Northwest, Northern Cape, and Western Cape, with varying weather conditions expected. Residents are advised to stay indoors, avoid crossing rivers and swollen streams, and be cautious of potential damage to infrastructure, settlements, and vehicles due to severe thunderstorms.
We have a warning for severe thunderstorms over parts of KwaZulu-Natal and Mpumalanga and the easternmost areas of the Free State. The storms here could produce some hail, damaging winds, and possibly excessive lightning as well. So be cautious if you're in those parts of the country. A quick look around the country, what you can expect. Gauteng is going to be pleasantly warm with a chance of showers. Johannesburg, Carletonville, and Bronkhorstspruit warming too.
And finally, South African singer Naledi Apiwe, 19-year-old, has made headlines with her latest achievement, renovating her parents' house in KwaZulu-Natal. This remarkable feat showcases her hard work and determination, inspiring many of her fans. Apiwe shared her joy with supporters on social media, posting a video tour of the newly refurnished home which features a sleek and modern kitchen and living room. Her accomplishment comes on the heels of an already impressive journey, including completing her matric with a bachelor's pass in 2024 and collaborating with international superstar Chris Brown on his album in 2023, earning herself $3,000 in royalties. Fans and industry peers have flooded comments section with congratulatory messages, praising her for being a role model for young people. Apiwe's story serves as a testament to the power of hard work and dedication, proving that age is no barrier to success. You make me poker looker. You make my heart go looker. You make my friend go go. I can't live without you. A recap of our top stories this hour. Heartfelt gratitude to Professor Nokutela Sibiya for the contribution to EWFC and the thunderstorms expected across SA except Limpopo. That is all from me this hour. Catch your next full news bulletin at 2 o'clock. Reporting live on MUT Radio News Desk, I am Kagazile Shinga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.